A new report from the World Bank says that the global economy is facing an era of worsening demographics, ongoing inflation pressure, and financial instability. It is explained that if the economy is like a car, its potential growth rate is how quickly it can go without risking a ticket or excess inflation. The World Bank says this speed limit has fallen dramatically, warning that forces that spur global economic growth are now in retreat. And bank officials say this, the result could be a lost decade in the making, not just for some countries or regions, as has occurred in the past, but for the whole world. By the numbers, the World Bank estimates that the globe's potential growth rate will average 2.2% throughout the rest of this decade. That would make it the lowest rate in 30 years. The World Bank's Francisca Onshoga is the lead author of this report.
All the factors, all the engines of growth that have been driving growth over the last two decades have all been sputtering. And at current trends, we're very worried that this will continue into the 2020s. So we estimate that over the 2020s, the remainder of the 2020s, this underlying potential growth, the kind of speed limit of the global economy, where growth can be sustained without causing inflation, that potential growth will be about a third less than was in the first decade of the 2000s. So yes, it's all the engines of growth has been sputtering, but on top of that, there have been these crises. And every one of these crises chips away at potential growth. Every one of these crises does lasting damage to the drivers of growth. That includes banking crisis, that includes recessions, a number of crises, epidemics too, of course, the pandemic.
And as a result, you talk about this, quote, Herculean collective policy approach needed. What does that look like? I mean, it sounds large, but what do you see it consisting of?
It is Herculean in the sense that it is a demand on all countries. It's not impossible because every country has done it before, but it would require all countries to make an effort. And the effort that we have modeled is that every country repeats their best 10-year performance in terms of investment growth, in terms of human capital improvements, education, health, and in terms of female labor force participation improvement. If everyone did that, growth would be, the slowdown growth that we expect over the 2020s, that would be reversed. So on investment, one of the investment priorities is, of course, climate-related investment. That kind of investment is, by the World Bank, in 13 of its member countries, was estimated at 2.3% of GDP. And that would help. That would lift growth in these countries by about 0.3 percentage points, especially if combined with better spending efficiency.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.